This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let it wash down upon
Amazing.
You.
Amazing.
All right, can I just say real quick?
Yeah.
Because we just played. That's Curtis Samuels' first ever touchdown catch for the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
It happens in week 11.
Big game for him.
Yes, it was. It was, where were you for the Curtis Samuel game? Because he is a sneaky candidate for offensive MVP yesterday. Normally, when somebody sneezes on him, he falls down.
Oh.
And yesterday, Kimmy, he was getting yards after the catch all over the place. It's like, who is this man? And where did
nice
Curtis Samuel
see.
Go? Wow. It was great. Your Buffalo Bills with a 30-21 win in Orchard Park yesterday. The Bills are now within a game of that first overall seed. Also, Jets lost again yesterday.
They did?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
They were in control the whole second half when they blew it. I hate loving it, but I love hating it. All right, but as much as the Bills win is great,
yeah.
Someone else
had... Even greater.
What?
The greatest.
You think you were better than what the Bills did yesterday?
That's pretty close.
Okay.
Since I was calling it.
Well, look, I mean, so you nailed everything all the way through, you think?
Gotta be.
Yeah? Well, let's find out.
But because, I missed.
Well, Tommy made his picks on Friday, but today's Monday.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Relay Excuse Postgame Monday in the Break Room on WCMF.
Let's get to Tommy's first pick on Friday here in the Break Room on CMF. Over under 1.5 a touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
I'm going to take the over because he has to step up. He's got to be a leader.
And if you're going to bet what Tommy is betting, you should take solace in the fact that he absolutely thought Khalil Shakir was Keon Coleman when we started this
discussion. I wasn't sure with all these crazy names. Khalil, Coco, this guy
Khalil.
Over here.
Khalil. Khalil.
Kyle.
Khalil DiCaprio. Kyle.
Kincaid.
Kyle's the most boring name of all time. And who's Kyle? Do we even have a Kyle?
I think you know we got a Kyle.
There's no Kyle.
Kyle Jones. Kyle.
I don't think
they
have
Kyle Jones. Yeah,
there's no Kyle Jones.
Yeah, he's in a practice squad. Check him out. Good kid.
So to be clear, as Kimmy looks up our Kyles, you are over 0.5 touchdown for Khalil Shakir.
Guy's got to get it done. Right. Got to feed that dog, son.
All right, before we get into the actual pick,
yeah.
Kimmy, if you didn't hear on Friday, did look through the entire Bills roster.
Mm-hmm.
And among 60-some-odd men with the active and practice squad, there is not a single Kyle on the Bills roster.
No Kyles to report.
You would think that would be like a NFL rule. You have to carry one Kyle.
Yeah, they do not have that.
Wow.
Like not even one Kyle, let alone multiple Kyles, which would be a Kyle pile.
Oh, your fantasy.
But back to the
let's get back to business.
The matter at hand. Khalil Shakir was your Buffalo Bills leading receiver last night. 8 catches for 70 yards.
Big game.
Including what might have been the catch of the game on 3rd and 9.
I don't know how he doesn't break in half sometimes.
His spleen must have exploded. Okay. But that's not what we care about, Tommy.
What do we care about?
We're here for touchdowns, which he did not get.
But he should have.
Josh threw 1 touchdown pass. You heard it from Curtis Samuel. Mm. Should have. What are you talking about? He should have.
They should have used him.
He does deserve one.
They should have got him in the end zone.
Why?
They didn't utilize him correctly.
They were focused on stopping him, and he still had 8 catches for 70 yards. That's amazing.
Right. So,
Keep
going, fellas.
Shtadur.
So I got hosed on that one.
No, you missed it.
Hosed.
You genuinely missed it. By the way, if you had money on Curtis Samuel for an anytime touchdown last night, you made some coin.
Congratulations.
Seriously. But that doesn't matter again. Right. You are 0-1, Mr. Everything Went Right. Hey, greatest win in history. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy here on CMF. Over under 40 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
He's going to get 40 yards easy.
He didn't get it in the last regular season game.
He's going to get it. I feel good.
Why?
Because you need it.
You think he's going to be scrambling for those yards?
I mean, he could run one in for a touchdown. Ooh. Yeah. Right?
That's not the answer to Kimmy's question. Yeah.
I mean, I could see him seeing an opening where and he just goes for it.
So you're saying it wouldn't be a design run. It would be him just taking off running. Okay.
You know he loves to do that stuff. You don't think he wants to do that on national television? Chuck that ball into the end zone?
Chuck. All right. So to be clear.
No, like.
You are
after
over
he wins,
40 yards rushing.
His Clipper's going to be moving, bro. He's going to be the Yankee Clipper with good wheels.
How about them games?
How about that Yankee Clipper with good wheels?
Josh Allen, 12 carries, a touchdown, and 55 yards rushing. And what puts you over the top was
the skin of my pubes. It works.
If he doesn't run that touchdown in, you lose.
Oh, yeah.
The skin
but
of
I knew it.
Your
I felt it.
My balls and your balls.
But
ball
I said talk. He's going to be the star of this game when he does this.
Ooh, you picked Josh Allen to be the star of the game? Wow, way to go out on a limb.
With that move?
What?
That's the play of the day.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I calls it.
By the way, that was the first rushing touchdown Josh has scored against the Chiefs. Did they say that last night?
Oh, I didn't. That can't be right.
That's what I thought too, but I saw that stat last night. He must have scored a rushing touchdown against the Chiefs before.
Just based on how high scoring the games have been between them and the Chiefs.
I'm trying to think of one where he ran one in, and I can.
Can I get my ding?
When you're done. You weren't even listening to your own ding.
Running your goddamn mouth.
She gave me the ding. I'm sorry. We're trying to talk.
No, you talked all over my ding.
Oh, I talk on your
ding.
Well,
these dings are tough to get.
Oh, yeah, because you suck so hard and so long. Josh with his 12 carries, 55 yards, and a touchdown. He was the Bills' leading rusher last night as well as the leading passer.
Well, they couldn't run the ball.
The Chiefs went all out to stop the Bills' running backs, which is an interesting strategy when you have Josh freaking Allen lined up. Yeah. And by the way, even with James Cook having the worst rushing day of his season so far, still scored twice.
Yeah.
I don't understand, though, when I'm watching this game.
Yeah.
On every first down with the Bills, they run the ball and they get stuffed.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Keeping them honest. Because they set up balls.
How about you just throw the goddamn ball if this run ain't working?
Okay.
It looks like it was like the same play every time. And they get stuffed at the line.
This is football 101, man.
Well, football 101 blows butt.
If you pass every down, then they know you're passing. And then you can set up the pass on the play action. Do you know what that is?
But you did it every first down.
They won.
Who are you fooling?
They won by two scores.
I understand.
It worked. So
don't get
it
too comfortable.
Okay. By the way, real quick, before we get to the next pick, I'm sorry. I know we're going on and on about Josh, but I'm gushing. I'm wearing his jersey.
Well, come on, man. It was a hell of a game.
Josh absolutely set them up for that run with his slides after three-yard rushes all game long.
So
did
he
you guys
was,
notice
so
that?
So it was a hustle.
Yes. I mean, he was hustling them all game. Like, because he had space, and he was sliding early.
Yeah, going down.
Sliding early, and then all of a sudden, he turned it on after he got the first down, and that was ball game, baby. Checkmate. Josh Allen is so smart and handsome. Tommy does it like it is. You are sitting 1-2, but you're feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how this keeps rolling with his third pick from Friday on CMF. Over under 1.5 interceptions for Patrick Mahomes.
So he's got to get a deuce. Picked off twice.
He would have to throw two picks for this to hit on an over.
Of course they are, man.
Wow. The bolt.
Come on. Didn't you see what that team did last week?
Against Joe Flacco.
Oh, I was told Joe Flacco. Very protective on the ball. Wild adventure.
Yeah.
I say he gets picked off. I'm going to take the over.
So two.
Two. Two.
No, because you said he gets picked off, and you're going to try and fight it if he throws one.
No, he's going to get picked off first.
Okay, great.
By the way, he's holding up 4 feet.
He's such an idiot.
maybe 4. I don't know.
His hand does not
work. Could be
he's
Pick City.
Get picked off this
Pick
many
City.
Times.
Oh, my God.
We could be looking at Pick City.
Going Pick City. That first drive, what a way to start a game against the Chiefs. Taylor Rapp and his puffy helmet are making a sneaky play for Bills MVP of the season so far. He is winning you games all over the place. Fun fact, the Bills are 6-0 since Taylor Rapp put on his puffy helmet.
Damn.
There you go. But here's the thing.
The magic hat.
It was a magic hat. So there's your first interception. This one bothers me, and it bothers me for multiple reasons. Well, this would be what sealed the game last night. All right, here's a problem. So first of all, you got your two interceptions. Congratulations. Everyone was nice and quiet so you could hear your
Well, thank you. See, quiet, when you play nice.
Ding-ass bitch.
Jesus will be nice to you.
That was a 4th and 13.
Yeah.
Meaning that if Terrell Bernard would have simply knocked the ball down, the drive is over.
Yeah.
And the Bills have better field position.
Well,
and
it was a pretty sweet catch, though.
Yes, it was pretty sweet catch.
I mean,
catch. Yes,
pretty impressive.
Or how do you dial that back in the
moment? Yeah, it would be hard.
Because you also
run the risk, though, of like accidentally tipping it up or so, you know what I mean?
Knock it down.
Yeah.
Everybody around
me is okay with the catch.
Everybody around me is going nuts, and I'm yelling only because of you. Should've knocked it down. Should've knocked it. You didn't have to do that.
But thank you.
Shut up. That I would like to put that pick under protest because it was a bad football play by Terrell Bernard.
What does it mean?
Bad, heady football play.
Don't be bitter.
No,
don't be Bobby Bitter today.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Just saying. I know football. You don't.
Yeah.
Why don't you throw the ball?
You wouldn't have made the ballsy picks that I made.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to our fourth pick from
Tommy. Oh, yeah, let's get to that one.
On Friday here on CMF.
Do they win?
Do the Bills win?
Do they do?
And if so, is it more than three? And that's all I need an answer for. I don't need anything.
Well, I think
with that hockey stick.
I think the Bills are going to win.
Uh-huh.
But you're asking me, like, do they cover the points? Yes.
Okay.
I think they cover the points.
So that's it then?
Okay.
I think.
You can just stop. You don't have to keep going.
No, I think but beyond that, I don't think we're looking at a blowout.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I think we're looking at a mini blowout.
No, this isn't a thing. We're not going to do this.
I think they win.
What the hell is a mini blowout?
They win by a touchdown. They win by 7.
That's
points.
Not a blowout.
No, that's what I said. It's a mini blowout.
You could just say they win and cover.
What's
that?
A mini blowout?
They win by a touchdown. When they did.
Mini blowout.
Mini blowout.
Okay, shut up.
Something new. We're floating out there.
You're just making something.
Wait, you don't like anything I do.
I don't like it for you. This isn't a good thing for you.
Let him go.
He says that. She says that every week.
I'm trying to help.
And she's always right. It's never good for you. When has it ever been good for you?
See how I brought you two back together?
It turns out.
You just got played, man.
I asked, why were there only one set of footprints in the sand? And it turns out it's because we were both punching Tommy off the beach. So, we have a dilemma here.
No, we don't.
Oh, we do.
You're going to try to wiggle out of this.
Oh, no, there's no wiggle
at all. Dilemma.
You clearly said the Bills
by 7.
No, yes, by 7. You didn't say
they
by
6. They won by 9.
You didn't say, yeah.
I didn't call my shot there.
You didn't say full-on blowout. You said mini blur.
That's what this was, a mini blowout.
Kimmy,
it was under 10 points.
Do you see the problem here?
No. There isn't a what? Watch him try to wiggle out of this.
No, here's the problem. It's
you made it a little confusing. So
no,
we have to break this down.
You said, and it clearly stated
twice,
they would win by 7.
By 7.
Not 7 or more. They would win by a touchdown. They won by 9.
Okay. This is what you're going to try to pull now?
I'm trying to figure out. You said it. These were your words.
This is kind of
this kind of show you want to run?
Gimme, you want
to run a little organization? There's a reason I was saying don't call your shot. Just say they win and cover.
So you guys are
going
to try to
jip
me out of this.
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm asking a question.
Listen, you're going to get your ding.
Wait. No,
you are king and queen jip.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just gave you a ding and you weren't listening.
You're jipping me. And
no, I gave you your ding.
You're dinging and chipping at the same time.
Well, I'm
dinging and chipping, chipping and dinging.
I'm saying you made it very confusing mini blur app thing you're doing, which isn't a real thing.
By the way, why did we give him his ding? I think we should leave it up to the
audience. I've already been dinging.
If we leave it up to everybody, they're going to be Tommy Nation.
Tommy, I love Tommy. He's pathetic, but we'll vote for him anyway. No, you have to say or more. It's not like I can go to FanDuel.
Or more.
Yeah, seven or more or
no,
seven.
No, by a touchdown.
No, because if they would have won by exactly seven, you'd have been walking around here with your balls out. Master.
I'm not that kind of guy.
Doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression for some reason. Okay.
So what's my final total?
We're not done yet, stupid.
I know.
You're so bored with you talking, you forgot you got one more pick.
I forgot. The bonus-a-roo.
Let's get to Tommy's bonus pick from Friday here on CMF.
Not so fast, buddy. I predict this game's going to be, of course, wild. It's going to be a wild game, man. A lot of celebs, a lot of heat in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I do predict that Josh Allen will get one rushing touchdown.
That's not a bonus pick. That's
it is.
The easiest pick of all time.
It is? You try it.
Okay, Josh Allen will get a rushing
touchdown. No, you try doing it.
I just did it.
But I will say this, too.
What?
If they lose this game, I don't think they make the playoffs. I think Pittsburgh takes that spot.
Okay. The Bills are 8-2.
Yep.
You think that the Bills, worst case scenario, at 8-3 with a 4-game lead going into the bye, will not make the playoffs?
I think if you don't win this game, I think Pittsburgh's going to take yo spot.
It's the lamest.
Okay, well, that didn't happen, so.
Yeah, it's the lamest bonus pick of all time. You
picked the one against... but you did get the Josh Rue pick.
And by the way, an epic touchdown.
What?
Yeah, all
show-stopping.
All touchdowns.
It elevated his status in the NFL.
You can't elevate his status any higher without a Super Bowl win.
Well, this is getting closer.
I love how you said elevated his status. He and Mahomes have literally, we're the story every single day on every single channel. We have the TV out right now. They have been showing highlights of this game on national
but
television.
They keep showing one highlight in particular.
What's that, Tommy?
Josh.
Oh, I got Josh
Pick
on the
Josh.
I got, don't you. No, I'm disappointed in your bonus pick.
Oh, are you really disappointed?
Why don't you pick?
We were also disappointed at the time too.
But then I called it.
Why don't you pick the Bills to wear pants when they come off of the bye? How about that?
Well, then you wouldn't watch.
4-1 on your lame ass, weak ass bonus pick. Even though Kimmy went soft on you, I get disqualified for where they whining in the worst ways ever, and you're all on board with that. But
don't come for me. I gave him a stupid mini blowout.
You two are such whiners, man.
Bro,
I told you not to complicate
your
things.
Chintzy,
and you did it to yourself.
Whiners.
The chintzy chipping whiners sounds like a band of three heads this weekend. Like Jeff at the door is taking tickets for the chintzy chipping whiners. All right, 4-1 week. Congratulations.
Oh, boy.
You giant piece of crap.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.